I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. In France, a natural catastrophe is happening along a 150-mile-long canal. The Canal du Midi is in southwest France. It's part of a waterway that connects the Atlantic Ocean to the Mediterranean Sea. It was built in the 17th century for commerce, but it's best known today for the pleasure boats that motor beneath its shady plane trees. These giant trees are a symbol of the canal. They're part of why UNESCO declared the canal a World Heritage Site 15 years ago. But now the trees are dying, and all 42,000 of them have to come down. The World's Jerry Haddon reports.
It's noon in the farmlands outside Toulouse, but the light on the Canal du Midi is dim, like twilight. This deep shade is created by the leafy branches of the huge plane trees that tower along both banks. The natural beauty here is one reason why the Canal du Midi is a World Heritage Site, but its beauty is withering. Jacques Noisette has been watching this deterioration with dismay. He's with France's Navigable Waterways Agency, the canal steward. At his office along the canal, Noisette says that in the spring of 2006, he began to notice that some of the plane trees were dying. He says, we asked ourselves why. Their new leaves should have been opening up, but they weren't. They were shriveling. Because the plane trees had become infected with a fast-killing fungus, and there's no cure. Noisette says even a small scratch or cut on a plane tree is enough for the fungus to get inside and attack. It thrives deep in the tree's trunk and travels up the interior canals. Within 3 to 5 years, the tree is fully infected. There's nothing we can do except cut the trees down and burn them on the spot. Roots and all. All 42,000 of them along a 150-mile stretch of farmland and villages winding from Toulouse to the Mediterranean. Researchers say the trees must be felled before they die, otherwise they might fall on boaters, who, by the way, are partly to blame for the disease's spread. Noisette says, we know that the fungus travels through the canal water, so the trees can get infected when boats scrape up against the roots. Or when ununiformed boaters tie off to the plane trees themselves using wet lines that also harbor the fungus. At dusk one recent day, Swiss vacationer Bruno Kuntz and his wife and son tie off their 25-foot-long rented powerboat along the canal's banks. Kuntz hammers iron stakes into the earth to secure the vessel for the night, but he's also tied a line around the nearest plane tree.
Did you know about the problem with the trees before, or did they tell you about it?
The trees?
Yeah. You know these plane trees? They have to cut all of them down.
Oh, yeah. So that was the last occasion to see all these trees, huh? Oh, yeah. Wow, now we didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad. Yeah. Nature, huh?
This dreaded fungus first came to France during the Second World War, and guess who unwittingly brought it? You did, says leading French agronomist André Vigouroux, you as in you Americans. Vigouroux has been studying the fungus for years. He says it's been traced to the munitions boxes the American soldiers brought in during the war. Those boxes were made from North American plane trees. The Americans' role has led to some friendly ribbing by the French, though by all accounts, Frenchmen don't hold a grudge. Meanwhile, the tree felling has already begun. 1,000 were cut down last winter, 2,000 more will fall this year, and that stands to hurt a whole host of businesses. Graham Barley and his wife Linda are moored at a dock along the canal. They're drinking a beer on the deck of their wooden houseboat, Effie. The retired English couple has just come up from the Mediterranean. Along the way, they saw hundreds of trees marked for chopping. Once the trees are gone, they say, there's a good chance they'll go too.
Even in September, which is when we've been travelling along there, I mean, it's so hot on the Midi that it would just change it totally without those trees.
I mean, in practical terms, it would make cruising unbearable.
Very
cruising between, 12 and 4 o'clock.
If the tourists leave with the trees, southwest France will lose some serious money. Some 10,000 boats use the canal each year. But the Canal du Midi wasn't designed for pleasure cruisers. It was built in the 17th century as a way for merchants and travelers to move between the two seas without having to circumnavigate the Iberian Peninsula with its storms and pirates. It took 2,000 men some 15 years to dig out the canal and build its 65 locks, and it took a visionary to figure out how to keep it full of water year-round. This is the Château de Bon Repos Riquet on the outskirts of Toulouse. Here, some 250 years ago, businessman Pierre-Paul Riquet persuaded France's King Louis XIV to finance his canal dream. To convince the Sun King, Riquet built a working model of the canal, which you can still see.
Donc la machine hydraulique, c'est un ensemble constitué de deux principaux bassins, de rigoles.
Local historian Geoffroy Bess explains how it worked. Essentially, he says, Riquet made two giant reservoirs and connected them with an 800-foot-long canal. He was able to show that the real canal would work by keeping his mini canal flooded all year round, by diverting rainwater from nearby mountains into his reservoir system. Bess says that feat of engineering is the main reason UNESCO gave the canal World Heritage status. There were worries that cutting down the plane trees might jeopardize that designation, but UNESCO says as long as France replants, the canal will remain a heritage site. So that's the plan, to replant a variety of trees where the plane trees now stand, trees with strong root systems to maintain the canal banks and with thick leaves to create shade. And it appears the Americans will have a chance to make up for bringing over the deadly fungus to begin with. The agronomist Vigouroux has found a plane tree resistant to the disease in Mississippi. Some 7,000 American plane trees will line the most picturesque stretches of the canal. It'll take at least a century for them to grow to maturity. For The World, I'm Cherry Haddon on the Canal du Midi, Southwest France.
You can see a video of that canal showing what it may look like after it loses its iconic trees. That's at theworld.org.